North Island, Powell River MP Rachel Blaney is pushing the federal government to take action to protect Canada's waters. Blaney has introduced a private member's motion M80, urging the government to ban the use of expanded polystyrene, EPS, and extruded polystyrene, XPS, for floating structures such as docks. Research suggests that dock flotation foam is one of the leading causes of plastic pollution in Canada's oceans, lakes, and rivers, stated Blaney in a media release. When microparticles become part of the aquatic environment, they are consumed by fish, dolphins, whales, and birds. They can also work their way into the food system. This is a critical threat to the ocean, the ecosystem, and to human health. Although the government has added EPS to the list of toxic substances, it has not taken any steps to regulate or legislate foam used in the construction of dock structures, which would be necessary for a full ban, stated Blaney. The government also has not yet added XPS to the list of toxic substances, even though leading experts on the topic are warning about the risks of EPS and XPS in the water, she added. During our extensive shoreline cleanups in BC's Central Salish Sea, we consistently find that the volume of foam from dock flotation far, far exceeds that of all the single-use plastics named in Canada's recent ban combined, stated Catherine Osler, policy lead, Fishing for Plastic Environmental Society. Banning dock foam alone would significantly reduce plastic pollution in Canadian waters. Blaney stated that New Democrats are calling for a complete ban of the foams across Canada, highlighting that there are Canadian-manufactured alternatives available. The MP notes that despite receiving numerous petitions from Canadians concerned about protecting Canada's waters, the government has continually declined to take any meaningful action. Protecting our waterways is a vital issue to all Canadians, stated Blaney. We have the technology and understanding to solve this problem, and this government needs to do better. I will continue pushing the Liberals to take the steps needed to protect our water from these harmful foams. I invite all Canadians to join me in demanding the federal government implement this ban, for our health and for the health of our ecosystem. Blaney has partnered with local advocates, Fishing for Plastic Environmental Society and Surfrider Canada, to launch a letter-writing campaign in support of her motion. People agreeing with a ban on foam in aquatic environments can visit canada.surfrider.org/ban-foam to add their names in support.